Left in your pocket you don't want? Old gum, traveler's checks? Somebody want to give me their clothing?
Hey, hey! Hey, come on, no scuzzos allowed in here. Get out, out!
Goodbye, everybody!
Iggy, Iggy. No, not you. You're not a scuzzo. You're an airhead. We allow airheads in here. Come on, hey, scuzz, hey, whoa! Slither out of here.
Hey, Louie!
Be a little bit more sensitive to the plight of this man. He's not a scuzzo. He happens to be a human being with some dignity.
I'm afraid you're mistaking me for somebody else.
Wait. What if I gave you $1,000?
Jim,
I know you've inherited a lot of money, but you know, there is such a thing as being too soft to touch.
Define too soft to touch.
It's my money. And I'll spend it however I want.
Jim.
Take.
I don't know who you are. And I don't know why you did this. But it's nice to know there are people like you in the world. I mean that. From one bum to another.
Jim, huh? Look, if you want to be that generous, why don't you give it to organized charities?
I do. But when I give away $1,000 like I just did, it's not charity. I do it out of selfishness, to experience the joy you get when you personally hand over money that's going to make a person's life a little better.
You sound like you do this a lot.
Not a lot. Like today. I'm only gonna do it 5 more times.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Jim, look, I don't care how much money you got. Now, this is stupid. This is crazy. This is reckless. This is irresponsible. And I'm not gonna let you go on doing this. Even if it means calling the administrators of your estate, I'm not gonna let you do it.
Now, this is different. This is helping people.
Oh, come on, Jim, will you?
Go ahead, call my lawyers if you want. You wouldn't say those things to me if you really knew what it was like. Wait a minute. What if you found out what it was like? What if I gave you $1,000? What if I gave all of you $1,000 to give to one person before the end of the shift? Then if you come back and say to me that it was stupid and crazy, I'll stop. What do you say, Alice?
If you promise to stop.
Yes. You passionate son of a gun. Here you go.
Well, it sounds like a fair challenge. People down on their luck get into my cab every day. The next guy that gets in and tells me his troubles is in for a big surprise.
You know, I think, I know somebody I can give this to.
Can the one person I give this money to, can it be one of my kids?
Why not? Give it to one of your kids. That's great. Here you go, huh?
Oh. The tradition of my country forces me to protest.
Come on, take the money.
Oh, I'll take the money, but first I have to protest. No, no, no. I won't take it. This is an insult. Thank you very much.
I notice you excluded me from your little challenge.
You're wrong, boss. I'm including you in this challenge.
Now, wait a minute, Jim. You give $1,000 to Louis De Palma, you better be there to see that he gives it to somebody. Otherwise, he's gonna pocket that money himself and lie about it.
Will you do that?
Of course. No, wait, hold. Well, I want to play too. All right? How about if I give the money to Jeff? This way you can check on it.
Oh, no.
Do you really think that me giving away $1,000 is gonna make me feel good? You think me? I'm not him, you know, I'm not him. I'm not the guy who says, oh, every day somebody gets in my cab who's down on their luck.
Whatever you say, boss, I wish I could be there to see the expression on your face when you give it to him.
Oh, yeah, well, you won't have to wait, Iggy. You can see it right now.
Reverend Gorky, this is a very joyous occasion for Simca and me. We know how little money our humble church is able to pay you.
I don't complain.
Simca and I would like to give to you $1,000.
$1,000?
Yeah.
You are giving me $1,000?
Yeah.
Stinking, lousy $1,000? How dare you? I spit on your money. Thank you very much.
Oh, Reverend Gorky, I'm very happy that you're happy.
Simca, is Fort Worth so wrong?
I wanted that $1,000 so we could afford to have a baby.
You are of so good heart. Take money to have baby.
You are giving me this $1,000! No, no, no! I won't take it! Wow! Bless you! Oh, our traditions are so beautiful.
Who is it?
Tony.
Tony Bannon from down at the gym?
Yeah.
Not Thursday night, is it?
No, I thought I'd stop by early this week.
Why didn't you call?
You haven't got a phone.
I'm in from the sidewalk. I do have a window.
You want to let me in or not?
What are you getting so upset about?
I wanted to stop by early because I got a surprise for you. I brought you a gift.
I hope it's chocolates.
Come on, open it up.
I won't open it up yet.
What do you want to do before you open it?
Tell.
Okay. How was Days of Our Lives today?
Good, good. But you know what was really great? Gilligan's Island. That classic one where Gilligan get hypnotized and thinks he's Marianne.
Yeah, sure. Boy, the skipper was really mad at him that time, huh?
Who wouldn't be? Cat dressed up like a dad-blamed woman. Amanda's coming on. Would you like to watch it?
Sure.
It'll be on in a couple seconds,
okay?
Now, this episode, Tony, is the one where Hoss's friend's dog outsmarts the crooks. I've watched it 100 times.
You know, I'll tell you something, Walt. On this old black and white TV set, I mean, you can't tell how blue the Ponderosa sky is, or how green the trees are, or even what shade of brown Little Joe's horse is.
Hey, what did I ever do to you?
Come on, Walt, let's open your present. Come on. Come on, I'll help you.
Sir, I request a transfer.
It's yours. 21 inches. Great color. This is it. Stereo speakers.
And remote control.
Hey, come on, Walt. Don't start getting teary on me now. You know, the color's gonna look blurred. Come on, sit there. Sit right here. Switch that baby on.
Sir?
Oh, of course.
Chief Torpedo Employer reporting.
Oh, yeah, this is a surprise.
Pretty good, huh?
Where'd you drop in?
This is the happiest thing in my life. I'll never forget it as long as I live.
Hey, well, me too. I mean, this may be the nicest thing that ever happened to me. I tell you, man, I just hope that this TV gives you plenty.
Shut up, Tony. It's starting now.
Okay, Walt. Hey, I'll see you around. I gotta finish my shift.
Thursday night, right?
You bet your life.
And call next time!
Jennifer, I have to talk to you. I'm sorry I had to wake you, but I have a little problem, and I wanted you to help me with it.
Is it men again?
No, honey, not this time. Jennifer, Jim down at the garage?
He gave me this $1,000.
And he told me I have to give it to someone tonight. And I'd like to give it to you and your brother.
But Jason isn't here tonight.
Right. So I'm gonna give it to you.
And I get to keep all of it?
Well, you probably want to give half of it to your brother, right?
No.
Jennifer, come here. Come here, baby. Look. I gave you this money, and I'm not gonna take it back. I mean, it's your money now, and you can do whatever you want with it. You can be sweet and generous and loving and share it with your brother. Or you can be mean and selfish and greedy and not share it with them. It's up to you. So what are you gonna do?
All right, I'll give half the money to Jason.
Okay.
Mommy, is it okay if I use my $500 to buy something for you?
Oh, honey, that's sweet. But I don't really need anything. What would you buy me?
ColecoVision and 11 cassettes.
Sure.
Hello.
Oh, Jeff, there you are. Listen, I got something for you. Now, look, I know you could use some extra money, but I'm only doing this to prove a point. So don't get weepy on me here now. Don't get sappy. I'm gonna make this short and sweet. I'm giving you $1,000.
The hell you are.
Jeff, I understand. You need the money. So what's the matter?
I don't want your money, Louie.
What's the matter with my money?
It could be dirty money.
I'm not asking you to eat off it. All I'm asking you to do is put it in your pocket. Spend it on your poor grandmother.
No thanks.
Hey, Jeff, did I mention it's $1,000?
I wouldn't care if it's $1,000,000, Louie. I'm not taking any money from you.
If I had $1,000,000, I'd hire three big guys to stuff this lousy thousand down your throat.
Don't try to sweet talk me, Louie. I'm not taking your money.
Fine, fine. You don't have to take it. I don't have to give it to you. There's plenty of guys who want it.
God help the person who takes it from you.
Jeff, are you trying to make some statement here? Frankly, I'm offended.
Louie, I don't know why you want me to take that money. All I know is if it's coming from Louie De Palma, there's got to be a catch.
What kind of catch? What?
How would I know? Maybe it's counterfeit money. Or maybe it's stolen money and you want to plant it on me. Maybe it's contaminated from germ warfare and the Russians paid you to plant it on my body as an experiment to see if I sprout some kind of weird fungus.
It's beginning to sound like you don't trust me.
Sir, about how much is it to the Port Authority bus station? I'm on a tight budget.
It's only about $3.
Oh. When the meter hits 250, drop me off. I'll run the rest of the way.
Nah, don't worry about it. I'll take you all the way.
Hope I have enough for the trip back to Oregon.
Well, if you don't, you can have them leave you off in Idaho, and you can run the rest of the way.
Goodbye, New York! You chewed me up and you spit me out!
And we're well rid of you!
Gee, this is a tough town.
Yeah, I know it can be. Hey, my name is Alex.
Hi, I'm Jeremy.
Hi. You look a little upset. You want to tell me about it?
Nah. You must hear about people's hard luck stories all day long.
Oh, not today. Today I am starved for a good hard luck story.
I came to New York to make it as a cartoonist. But now I'm broke and I have to go home to Oregon.
Are you leaving because you're broke or because you don't think you're good enough to make it?
I'm leaving because I'm broke.
Uh-huh. Would you mind if I took a look at those cartoons of yours?
Sure. These are political cartoons. Do you like political cartoons?
I love political cartoons. Yeah? I've loved political cartoons all my life.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's nice to run into one New Yorker who'll appreciate my work before I leave.
Well, you know something? I might be able to do more than just appreciate your work. Hey, wait a minute. Let me pull over here so I can take a look at those properly. Hold on.
Look at this one of Reagan sitting next to an MX missile silo. Read the caption out loud.
Nancy, we're late. I don't think I get it.
Well, you know how she's always buying new clothes?
Yeah.
Well?
Yeah?
She's in there changing. Don't you get it?
Why?
Because she's run out of closet space, and he doesn't know where to put the missile. What are you, a Republican? Here, look at another one.
Oh, yeah. That's Uncle Sam and the Russian bear.
Yeah.
But you don't have a caption.
You too, huh? Why does it need a caption when they're looking at each other with those expressions on their faces?
You mean you're saying we don't get along with the Russians?
Well, there you go. Was that so hard?
So what are you going to do in Oregon?
Control.
I can't wait.
Alex!
Alex!
Alex.
Well, I did it. And it worked.
Right.
It worked.
I almost gave that money away 6 times, and it just didn't seem right. Then this little old lady gets into my cab. She's got 7 kids, and would you believe it? The landlady wants to shut the heat off in their apartment.
Unbelievable.
Well, if you'd had seen the look on that lady's face when I handed her that $1,100, it would have knocked you out.
Right.
That's great.
I only gave you $1,000.
Well, a guy can chip in, too, right?
Did I tell you or did I tell you?
You ain't kidding, boy. Hey, you could give away as much money as you want from now on.
Yeah.
No. A deal is a deal. And I said I would stop if any one of you didn't agree with me. And I haven't heard from Louie yet.
Oh, come on, Jim. Let's go to Mario's and celebrate, and you can deal with Louie later.
Yeah, come on, let's go. Oh.
Hey, don't bother with Louie. The only thing that guy ever enjoyed giving anyone was hepatitis.
Well, the last time, Louie, I'm not taking the money.
Jess, I told you, there are no strings attached. I told you that I do not want anything from you in return.
I don't care. I don't want the money.
All right, Jim gave me the money. He said I had to give it away. He's trying to prove some crazy point about how good it feels to give away money.
This is Jim's money?
Yeah, it's Jim's money. You need it, so take it.
Thank you.
Jeez! I mean, Iggy said, I feel great. I said, I wouldn't feel anything. I never imagined that I would feel like a sack of dirt. This is something. I mean, you couldn't believe that I wanted to do something nice for you. You couldn't believe that I was capable of doing one decent thing. You could not believe that I thought of you as a friend.
Louie.
I'm sorry. No, Louie, I mean it. Really. I'm sorry. Thanks. The family will appreciate this.
All right.
It feels good, doesn't it, boss?
Walters.